Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Entrepreneurs. Today I'm in the fabulous shoe shop Eska, which is run and owned by Sureya Karami Jives. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you.
We want to hear the story of how you moved from working in architecture to making moving architecture for the feet.
Yeah. So when I told my parents, so obviously you know that architecture studies are quite long, and I worked in architecture for quite a few years. When I told my parents that I wanted to study shoe design, they were shocked and they said, "Well, all these years you've studied architecture, why do you want to change?" And I said, "I've not lost them. Like they're the base of everything. You know, I learned design and just being critical and so many skills. I never, ever regret studying architecture. Actually, the best years of my life. But it wasn't for me. And I felt that I just wanted something that I could use my hands. I wanted to touch the fabrics and the materials. Always had a sewing machine at home that I used to make stuff, actually. Never really knew that there's a shoe design course. And just moved from Lebanon, from Beirut, where I'm from, to London to study, to do the shoe design course, which is London College of Fashion. And never, ever looked back. I think it was the best career move I've ever done. And here I am, 15 years later. So started my brand Eska a few years after I finished the course, worked for a few other designers, and then decided to start Eska.
That transition is very interesting to me because I used to work in interior design. And one thing I've always been somewhat in awe of architects is designing something on that scale. It's so big. And then you went from something like so big to something you can touch, you can hold, you can smell, you can wear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also what I really wanted, I had all of these ideas in my head. I just wanted to create something that I can offer to the customer. And if I wasn't sure if they're going to like it or not. Like, you know, I was just trying something and I thought that if they like it, then they'll buy it. If they don't like it, maybe it's not going to work. Whereas in architecture is so, so different. I mean, in so many ways, it's similar, but you're always kind of doing what the client wants. And it just was not for me. And I think with shoes, it was so much more tactile. And I love colors a lot and I love mixing stuff. And it was the thing that I just enjoyed doing most.
Okay. And I'm going to describe the shoes as distinctive, stylish, and most importantly for us mothers and people who walk around town, comfortable.
Yeah, so I genuinely, I'm not saying it as like a selling point, but this is exactly what happened. When I was in my 30s, I really genuinely felt there was a lack in the market. There are many more brands now that do similar things to what I do, which is that combination of style and comfort. But I remember at the time, you could either wear trainers or like really clunky kind of casual shoes or go for stilettos. And I never in my entire life wore stilettos. Not, I have nothing against it, but I could not wear them. And I just felt, and I had few friends who were in the same boat as me, and we always wondered, why isn't anyone making something that is stylish but comfortable at the same time? Obviously, then I had kids, and then obviously we're working like long hours, and you just want to wear something during the day at work, but go out in the evening with those same shoes, still feeling, you know, kind of confident and stylish, but be very comfortable.
But not hobbled.
Not exactly. Not feeling like, oh, I can barely walk because they just hurt so much and then have to take them off in the evening. And this is how Eska started. The idea was absolutely to combine style and comfort. And I remember one time I was trying to find like a tagline for the brand, you know, like trying to market it and saying, okay, what should we say? Stylish and comfortable shoes. And one of my friends at the time, that's like I'm talking 10 years ago, said, oh, no, you can't say comfortable in your tagline because people would think we're talking about old ladies' shoes. And I said, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to change. This is my big goal vision, is that people actually expect, choose to, want, choose to be comfortable. Not like, oh, no, 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 if they're comfortable, that means, you know, they're orthopedic, or, you know, they're not stylish. And that's been always my aim, that you still, you know, people try them, pick them up and try them on because they're pretty, because they're attracted to them because of the design or the aesthetic, the materials, the colors, the heel. But then once they have them on their feet, they say, oh, these are comfortable. So that's exactly what I want. Like, I want people to kind of want no compromise at all on the comfort element.
Well, you're providing actually something extra, because now I don't have to have room for my flip-flops in my handbag to go out at night.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And I there's quite a few parties I've been to where my girlfriends, like, now they all wear Esker shoes, and they're not. So I mean, they're feminine and stylish without a doubt, but you won't find, you know, like the really kind of stiletto, pointy, quite sexy. The sexy element doesn't really exist. And I mean, you could find them sexy in your own way. It's your own style. But I've had a few times where some of my friends came to parties with me and they're wearing these like really towering heels, stilettos. And a few hours later, they take them off and they're dancing bare feet. And they're just asking to borrow another friend's Esker shoes. And I just told them at the beginning, like, see, if you wore your Esker shoes, you don't have to take them off. And it's true. And I think what's so amazing is that to be able to wear them all day as well. Like, not, it's not only for the evening. It's just like you now.
I was
going to
say, I have arrived. Full disclosure, I have arrived from a yoga class. So I have to say that my red sort of ankle boots with a bit of cutout, one I would say are very sexy, but they also go with my athleisure wear.
Yeah, exactly. You can wear them in so many different ways.
Even this way. Okay, so tell me about the range of your shoes, because it's not just women's shoes, and you've recently opened up. We're going to pause right here. And we are now back with Soraya, because there was a flurry of activity in the shop, which was fantastic, because we're going to get right into the location of the shop, and then we're going to get back into styles, because I don't think any women's shoes were just sold. A flurry of shoes just went out the door, but there are men's and children's.
Correct.
So you started with just women's styles.
Yeah, so I started with a small collection of, the first collection was a summer collection, then it grew a little bit. I design two collections a year, a summer collection and a winter collection, not huge. Used to sell mainly to other shops, so as a wholesale business. So design a collection a season, take orders from other shops, and then produce accordingly. Did a little bit for my website, but wasn't really big at all. Moving forward, 10 years later, it's definitely the e-commerce side of my business that is the money-making side. And definitely grew and grew and grew. And I think customers now, like, whether it's an existing customer, repeat customer, knows the styles and the fit and the size, ordering, or a new customer trying, and, you know, with the way you can return and get a full refund, people don't mind ordering online, trying them on, maybe ordering two or three pairs and then returning the ones that don't fit. Five years ago, I designed a tiny collection of girls' shoes and sandals for my little daughter, because also I really struggled to find kids' shoes, well, girls' shoes that were not full of butterflies and studs and sparkles. I just wanted something really simple for her. And I honestly couldn't find it anywhere, absolutely nowhere. So I designed a small collection. It was okay, didn't do that well because I didn't wholesale it, so I was only selling it online, so it was quite hard. So I didn't do it again for a few years. And then this summer I launched a proper summer collection for girls, and just now launched my proper kids range of shoes and boots for the winter, including school shoes as well. So boys' boots, girls' boots, and trainery looking kind of leather styles. And they've been really well received. Literally launched them a couple of days ago, but also with the same concept of quite minimal, but with a little twist of color, like yellow laces or, you know, like a little something that is not, you know, in your face, but quite different. And it's been well received. So I'm selling it online and in the shop.
I have to say, they are styles that you just wish, you know, there's some kids' clothing and some kids' shoes. You're just like, why don't they make that in my size? Yeah. And they are super cute in that way. So tell us about the shop. Because I first came across Eska on my bike. I live locally. I thought, wow, that's a bit of an odd place to have a shop. Because you are a bit off the beaten path, as it were.
True, exactly. So I have been working from home for a few years now, and years ago I had an office in North Acton but downsized and decided to go back and work from home. And I wasn't that well at the time as well, couldn't really do with that whole juggle of the kids and work. And by moving back home, it really changed my life. It was amazing. And I felt I'm back in control of my life, of the kids, of being there for them, cooking, but managing my work as well. Then it got better and I felt better and I grew. And I thought that, okay, it's time now to get an office again, because I needed to get out of the house and also needed kind of to have my stock around me. And I thought, well, instead of moving to an office, why don't I actually move to a ground floor office that could have a little bit of a display area? So more of a studio where I could be working from there every day. I'll have all my stock in there for me to take photos, try them on, make sure they fit, all of this. And at the same time, when people call and say, can we try them on, instead of me saying, sorry, they're at a warehouse in Essex, they can actually come and try them on. So the idea was never to open actually a shop within a high street in a trendy area, or it was always more of a studio
atelier.
Exactly.
Because your design studio is here.
Is here. So everything's here. So this is where I am now, under one roof. Also I was too scared of going onto the high street, paying the rent of the high street and all the taxes and everything, and just feeling the pressure. And I'm like, no, I'd want to still enjoy what I do. And this is, so I found this place, which is literally two streets away from my house. Yes, totally off the beaten track, but I love it because actually I manage to work during the day. There's not a lot of people who come in between, you know, certain times. Weekends are quite busy. And as you saw today, just earlier, you get people in, like all of a sudden two or three people coming to buy shoes. So I manage, I think I got quite a few people come in a few times and say, a shoe shop here, that will never work. And I say, well, you know what, I rely on my e-commerce business. This is the core of my business.
That's what I have to say, because I did... You know, because it's not, you're not open late on a Thursday or things like that. I had passed numerous times. I liked the style of the shoe I saw in the window on my whiz pass. And I looked it up online. And that's when I realized that you have an incredibly smart and robust online presence. Because I ordered my shoes and then I thought, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to jump on my bike and I'll go down there and try them. And I'll meet her and I'll see. And better. But it was closed. But I figured, well, I'll go back the next day. In popped an email saying your shoes are still available if you would like them. And I said, oh, actually, I'm going to come down. And and you responded to me, great, can't wait to meet you.
Yeah.
So it was, I was impressed with the response, but also the personal service that you supply online.
I honestly, genuinely so much believe in the customer service. And I want to keep it this way. I think people like the fact that I'm the one who replies to emails. When they come in, they say, you know, are you the designer? And I talk to them about the design idea and why I did this. And you know, like, of course I want to grow. I'm not saying I want to stay the way I am, but I want, like, I don't want to lose this. And I feel that customer service now, it's all about the experience of the buyer, how they're getting their shoes, the whole experience from placing from navigating through the website or coming in the shop, placing their order, and the aftercare service. Like, you know, if someone sends me an email saying, well, this happened to my shoe, regardless if, you know, if it was due to something they've done or not, they're not happy with this, I'm going to solve it for them. Like, it's not about one pair here and one pair there. It's about the whole attitude about, you know, I just want them to be happy. I want people to wear the shoes, love the way it makes them feel, and then sends that positive energy around, and then other people to get it. And if they're not happy with it, then why tell them, oh, no, because you drove. Like, I remember someone said, well, clearly she was driving in this pair of shoes. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, it shouldn't have happened that much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, customer service is quite important. And I think to go back just a little bit to the shop, sorry, because I'm a working mom, and I made the decision to keep on picking up my kids from school every day. So they finish at 4 o'clock. So I close at 3:30. I think, you know, moving forward, I want to try the idea of opening one day later, because of all of these, the working ladies who come from work and actually want to come into the shop. So I will look into that for sure. But
and the men, because you have very nice men's shoes.
Yes, that is right. And men and the kids. But yeah, try to do that as well. And try to create events where people... Like, yes, I want to sell shoes. Of course, I want to sell shoes at the end. I'm a shoe designer and shoe business, but I also want to encourage, you know, community. And so I'm organizing a few things with some local people and an artist who we might do a little collaboration together, and just do events of even if it's a local designer or local anything that's happening around. I've got a space here, so let's just do something with it and create this buzz around the community.
And as we said, it does have an atelier feel. Mm. It is a nice, open, sunny, light space. You also have room in front of the shop. So it has that potential for gallery opening, people spilling out onto the sidewalk. Yeah. There's a cafe next door. There's, you know, so there's things going on. And our community of Acton, we're going to say it. It's Acton, it's not Chiswick. It's Chiswick Borders.
Chiswick, Acton.
But yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But we are, you know, smack dab in the middle. It is becoming very vibrant, and it's really exciting to have someone like you in the vanguard.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to the neighborhood. Thank you for adding to it. Everyone, please come down to Eska Shoes or look online. It's Esska. Men's shoes, women's shoes, kids' shoes. We've missed nothing out.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the shop as well, I added few. They're not all of them online, because I wanted to keep the online more for Eska. But I got some accessories like leather bags, some earrings, watches, few other things that. And I'm getting some candles actually from a local Chiswick business as well that I'm going to sell in the shop. So few, not going crazy, but just few things that. Actually, you know, the local people who live around don't really have to go all the way to Chiswick High Road or Acton High Street or Churchill Road. There's something local that you can buy a present if you want, and it's available around here. And I quite like the idea of having other designers' stuff in the shop as well. It's more of a, like, showing we all have the same kind of aesthetic and having them all under one roof.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Soraya.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And for more absolutely fabulous, fascinating women, please go to www.radiogorgeous.com.